Blog Talk Radio.
29 99 69. Merci de nous rappeler.
Ciao.
We have a network.
Broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA. It's Mega Show with your host,
Vince in the Bay.
We have a network.
Vince in the Bay.
We're on the network.
Mega Show, welcome. Sunday night, June 26, 2011. Yeah. You're in for 2 hours of cyber sex with your favorite internet cyber criminal, Vince in the Bay. Welcome to the show. And I will eat Kishu's vajayjay later in the program, but we have important things to get to as always. Mega Show. I was on the megaphone today all day long, all over the city today, representing. Oh, my God, it was out of control. I started off, today was Pride Day, by the way, Pride weekend here in San Francisco. Yesterday, things got started off. There's minor festivities yesterday. Today was the big day, though, because today was the parade. Pride Parade was today. And all San Franciscans, all people who are residents of the People's Republic of San Francisco are required by law to attend the festivities. And I did so after first partaking in an amazing concert, a concerto, if you will, out at Stern Grove. Oh my goodness! If you have Google Maps, Google Map Stern Grove. San Francisco. You probably get a nice aerial shot, hopefully, of the amphitheater there. It's a beautiful amphitheater that is tucked inside of a little woody little cove area, and it's kind of surreal, really. It's a little. It feels like you're at an amphitheater in the middle of the woods, but you're really in San Francisco. It's amazing. Stern Grove is this amphitheater that they have free concerts at every summer. I think it's every Sunday throughout the summer. They have shows there. And today it was amazing. Oh my God. It was the Jazz Mafia. They're a local band. And it's like, oh my God, they have strings and horns and it's insane. And it's insanity. And they have and they had hip hop people rapping over the doing songs with them. Like they had Lyrics Born was like the MC, the master of ceremonies, and he performed with the Jazz Mafia along with Charlie Tuna. out of Jurassic 5. You ever heard of Charlie Tuna? He's the big, tall Herman Munster dude from Jurassic 5. Also was an MC for Oza Motley for a while. Anyways, out of nowhere, he came through, did a couple of songs with Jazz Mafia, was off the chain. And then he linked up with Lyrics Born. And there's some other cats that came out, too, that I don't even know who the fuck they were. Oh, Martin Luther was there. This guy, he's a local singer, songwriter, guitarist. He's kind of like a, you know, sort of like a, you know, like a Jimi Hendrix, sort of, I guess. You know, black dude, plays ripping guitar, can sing really well. Well, sings better than Jimi Hendrix. Jimi Hendrix wasn't that great of a singer. But actually, this guy, Martin Luther, you may have seen him in the movies, actually. Martin Luther was in a film that came out a couple of years ago called, I think it's called Across the Universe or something like that. It was a musical that was all based on Beatles songs. And Martin Luther is in that film, and he came out with the Jazz Mafia and did a rendition of While My Guitar Gently Weeps, which I think is the song he does in the film, if I'm not mistaken. But that was pretty badass. But, of course, it was really they did a little medley with Lyrics Born and Charlie Tuna that was just unforreal. Good fucking times. Oh, my God. Such a beautiful day in the city. It's fucking unreal. It was amazing. And, yeah, and Kishu's here with me now. Hey, Kishu.
Hi, baby. What you doing?
Oh, my God. I had such an amazing time today. I was just all over the city today. I wish you were here with me. You would have had a great time. I didn't spend a fucking nickel, and I got to do so much. It was amazing. There was a free concert at Stern Grove, which was off the chain. I was just describing it.
Which I'm sure was a ballsy band.
Oh, my God. It was so badass. And then I went straight from there.
If you
jumped
think it's
on,
badass, I'm sure it was balls. Go on.
And I fucking jumped. I went from there straight. That was from like 2 p.m. to say like 4:35. And then, so I just walked straight up to the front row. Oh, yeah, by the way, I was wearing the Guy Fawkes mask all day today, too. I forgot to mention that. I seriously
can't get over you picking me up at the airport. That's true.
I
so
seriously
funny.
Wore it all day today as I walked. I had that and my megaphone, and I walked all around the city and got into so much trouble. It was so much fun. Oh my God!
I'm just talking shit. I'm jealous, to be honest.
Definite lulls were had.
I walked
into the front row of that concert in my Guy Fawkes mask with the megaphone. And just sat there and just enjoyed the whole show, just right there front row. And like when Lyrics Born came on, it was just like, make some noise. I like literally made noise with my fucking megaphone. I turned on the siren.
Nice. Nice.
And yeah, it was badass. The kids loved it, dude. The kids loved the mask. Oh my God, just walking around the city with that mask on was so worth it, just to see the reaction, different reactions that people got on their face. Because when I went from Stern Grove downtown, I got on the train and went straight downtown to the Gay Pride thing, which was happening in Civic Center. They like shut down all the streets. I swear to God, like there was probably like I don't know, maybe a four by four block radius of streets that were shut down, and there was just every single corner you turned, there was a DJ playing different types of music. And it was
how
all
many
gay
times do they do Gay Pride a year?
Well, this is just one time. This is just they do the parade and then the big festival.
Like a month or two ago, I heard you talking about Gay Pride. You know?
Well, there's all kinds
I don't
of
know.
People that are, you know, sort of. Yeah. There's all kinds of events and stuff, but this is like this is Gay Day. This is like the fucking day. You
gotcha,
know what I mean?
The big one, huh?
Yeah, this is the gayest of all the gay days.
Hell yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm really honestly jealous because we would have had so much fun.
I didn't even bother filming, although I did shoot one video. There was these two guys. There was this one moment that just sort of summed up San Francisco to me, and I got it on video. And I'm going to send it to you, Kishu. It's not fit for YouTube. I'll have to blur it out for YouTube, But dude, oh my God, I was over by Civic Center. I just trolled around the entire festival, and I was like, and I left, and I was walking down Market Street towards Market Street through Civic Center, and there's these two just completely naked men standing there, sort of like leaning nonchalantly, like aimlessly, sort of against this chain link fence, which is like one of these you know. It's not a permanent chain link fence. It's like one of those, like, you know, temporary deals that you put around for construction and shit. These two, like, stark nude gentlemen, one with rainbow colored face paint on his face, the other with some crazy ass purple, like fruity purple looking thing going on, and I could not believe these guys. They were so fucking shit faced. I just said, fuck it, this is it. And there was, like, trash everywhere. There was, like, literally, like, a huge hunk of trash.
That's hot.
That was, like,
it
was, like, this huge, like blob of trash that was right by these people. And I'm like, this is, like, the epitome of San Francisco. Just a shit ton of trash. Just a shit ton of trash. And then two naked gay motherfuckers with their Peter Poppers, to steal a ghostism. Their Peter Poppers just hanging out there. One of them's got it in it. Got it.
Peter
got
Popper,
like a one guy's got like this. Whatchamacallit? What is it? A cock ring. He's got a cock ring on, and both are flaccid. I'm like, dude, are you guys not hard? What's up? Are you guys not turned on? I mean, what the fuck? And they just couldn't say anything, and they just felt they had these weird looks on their face, like they were just like, you know, somehow. Like, you could tell at the time, like, right in the moment, they didn't give a fuck. But you could tell once I turned the flip camera on, got it in their face, suddenly the realization that somewhere down the line, if this individual ever wants to have a shot in life, he's thinking, God damn it, what the fuck am I thinking? Mother,
what are you trying to say?
This is gonna,
I have nudes all over the internet.
Bite me in the ass. This is gonna bite me in the ass back at the office.
Have my
tomorrow.
Nudes ever bit me in the ass?
Oh man, I gotta send you this video just to show you what I'm talking about. It's obscene. It's obscene, these gentlemen. And of course, I had to get a picture. I had to get a picture with these two guys.
Yeah, no,
it
that's
was
awesome.
Great.
Yeah, I'm totally jealous,
the only
dude.
Thing
I
shot
I
the
there was
so
much. And
there was so much titty floating around. There was so much. Like, I saw so much failed titty flying around there. It's never the people you want to see naked that are naked at these events.
Right, of course.
Never. It's always the hermaphrodite that has, like, you know, one eye and, like, no teeth. That's always the person that gets naked at these festivals.
God.
It's really, really disturbing.
Yeah, and, you know, the only reason I ever go to any kind of festival usually is just to fuck with people and talk shit. And the only reason I'm really going with you to Outside Lands is because I want to see the Arctic Monkeys play, you know? I've seen them live a few times in my hometown, and, I mean, they just put on such a good show, and that's really the only reason I'm going. Like, I never go to Coachella. I went to Coachella the year Moz played. I mean, of course, you know, I'm not going to miss Morrissey. But, you know, I mean, I don't like the big festivals. I just, any festival, like music festival, like fucking whatever, any kind of festival, they're all gay. But
well,
yeah,
out here,
I know.
Out here, they're literally
out here,
they're literally all gay.
Right. But yeah, when you were talking about going to the Giants game, I hate to tell you, but you know, when I move there, I'm never going to any game with you. Just so you know.
Good. I don't want you to go any games with me.
Well, good. I don't want to be there. So
good. I don't
want
you to come. I'll get my other girlfriend to go with me.
Well, good. Get your other girlfriend to go with you.
All right.
You
I'm going to call
dirty,
her right now and set it up.
Slut. Oh, well, I'll get my other boyfriend, you know. I got plenty of cyber criminal boyfriends, Vince. You know, you're not the only one.
Oh, I know. I know how it is. I've seen you. I've seen how you work.
Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, those hacker boys. They get me so wet. Oh, my God.
Simmer down.
Yeah, yeah. There's no frogs tonight. It's weird.
No frogs? That's shocking.
No, this morning we took out 32 frogs. I was like, oh my God, Well, what happened is, like, a huge water main broke, like, down the road, and, like, it flooded, like, our whole property, like, literally, like, the whole neighborhood. It was, like, I mean, we have 5 acres, and then there's a 2-acre lot on each side of us. Both our whole property and both side lots were completely flooded. I mean, it was just nuts. And, I mean, it was only, like a few inches of water, but it was ridiculous. And, you know, the water was off, like, for a day. And I guess that what it is, you know, because they usually the frogs come out when it rains because they, like, live under the ground. And, like, when the monsoon season comes, they'll come out. But, yeah, they I guess they came out because of the fucking water main breaking and all the water everywhere and stuff. But, yeah, so far no frogs tonight. So it's nice and quiet out here for once. Beautiful sky full of stars, no clouds. It's a good night, baby. Good night.
Oh, it's a great night here tonight. It's a great night, apparently, for the gentlemen who are working what do they call it? Serving and protecting here in San Francisco. I just found out that apparently the corner adjacent to where I live is a – oh, there's a frog.
Yeah, they're here. Sorry.
I just figured out that the corner that I live on here is a little speed trap, or not even a speed trap. It's a they have a little game that they're running here. I've seen them pull over like 4 or 5 people already tonight. Where
when
they've,
I was
they've
there.
Caught them doing California stops. People don't come to a full and complete stop. And there's these two cop cars. One of them hides on one end of the street, where it's really, really, really dark. It's like, you know, that little side street where the skate nicks were skating that one
exactly.
time.
Exactly. Yeah.
They hide down there.
When I was there were two motorcycle cops that did that a few days. I would be looking out the window, and they would be out there pulling over people.
Yeah, they hide down there where it's really dark in the shadows where all those trees are. And they just wait for somebody to do a California stop, and they just pull them over. And I swear to God, I've seen them pull 4 or 5 people already over tonight. And you know what I did that pissed them off? I opened the window and got on the megaphone. Because one time, one of the people they pulled over, they pulled them over in a spot where, like, it was really, really tight for people to get around them. Because there's that little median, that little divider in the road. And they had everything blocked off, and it was like the cars that they wanted to go around, they had to be like, they were like, had to really squeeze between the cop car and that divider. And so I opened the window and got on the megaphone. And I was like, "Hey assholes, why don't you, you're blocking the fucking street." I said like something like that. I said, "Hey assholes, you're blocking the fucking street." And then, but I had all the lights off in the entire apartment, everything just off. And I yelled
nerd.
Back.
Oh, my God.
And I yelled
back.
Oh,
my God. Sorry,
and then
the frog just jumped in the pool. Excuse me.
And I turned around. They turned around, and they, like, got out their flashlights, and they got out the little light, the spotlight on the side of the fucking cop car.
Nice.
And they're like, and they couldn't tell where it was coming from. They shined it towards my building, but not at my window. They shined it, like, you know, kind of.
You're such a dork. So cute.
And then they're like, "Hey, why don't you come out and talk to us?" And I didn't say anything. They're like, "Hey, come on, why don't you come out?" These are fucking cops, dude. These fucking cops are like, they're fucking just a perfect example of just dirty cops. They're just out there filling a quota, and they got their shit fucking pwned, and they got called on their shit, and there's like, so now they're just going to all of a sudden be vigilantes. They're going to just like all of a sudden just be like, "Oh, you can't be talking shit to us." Like, what the fuck? I can call you out on your shit. But then they'll give me a disorderly conduct ticket or some
shit. I think that was the most hypocritical statement I've ever heard you make, but go
what?
On.
What?
Nothing. They're vigilantes, but you're the one yelling out the window because they're...
Dude, I'm not the one. I'm not the one. I'm not the one that's sitting here just, you know, gaming the system here. God knows what they would do to me. If they're sitting here just picking off poor schmoes that don't come to a full and complete stop, can you imagine what they're going to do to me?
Well, let's check you. Let's do a little run on you. Oh, a little cyber criminal, are we?
Put it in your bum, baby.
Ah, a little cyber criminal, are we? I see. You know.
You're not a true cyber criminal if you get caught. I mean, I guess you are,
Who says that was the only time I got caught? Maybe I wanted to get caught. Maybe I was tired of it. I want to get out of the game. They catch everybody eventually. It doesn't matter. Proxies, all that shit. It don't matter. They will find you.
Maybe, maybe not.
No, justice is always served. Let's see. Hey, you know, we got a full chat room. This is fucking badass. And my home skillet beneath everything, Ronnie Rucker's in the building. That's fucking badass. It's been a while, Ronnie. I'm really, really happy to see you in the building. Good times. Shouts out to Alcoholic, Almighty Sports Show, Beach Bum 55, Frank Rizzo, GA from PA, Goofy Bone, John Matt, Tishu, Melissa Hopkins, Arpanios, Red Medicine, and Three Abu. Good times, everybody. Mega show. We're holding shit down and locking. Hey, Tishu, could you? All right, you're going on mute. You're fucking loud as shit. All right, we're gonna lock things down here. We're gonna lock shit down, as it were. And speaking of locking shit down, and there's this track I'm going to play right here from Charlie Tuna. I checked out Charlie Tuna. I was talking about that earlier today. He sat in with the Jazz Mafia and Lyrics Born and Martin Luther out at Stern Grove, and it was fucking badass. And so I'm going to take a little break, and we're going to hear a little track here from Tuna, Charlie Tuna. To join me, 347-826-667. Let's knock shit down, fuckers.
We came to just do this for you. Sit back and just watch us bubble. We come with more heat than the sun do. Gorillas out of the concrete jungle. We came to just do this for you. Sit back and just watch us bubble. Gorillas out of the concrete jungle. We come with more heat.
Of all secrets, I'm the best chef. Making sure my first step is my best step. I watch my investments while the rest slept. And change tunes like the faders on the best text. Yes, I'm a mile under the floor. With a switcher for the cushion, a towel under the door. You remember me as the tallest one of the four. Every time you come and check out your boy, he yeah, hot like the tip of a blowtorch. Can lift up a show horse with little or no force. It's heavy but low voice. Making ladies go, boys don't front. People fill up the joint, there's no choice. I'm running my mouthpiece, and I outreach through the power of devout speech. While you shout beef, screaming from your couch seat, we devout heat, and we come to
hunt. We came to just do this for you. Sit back and just watch us bubble. We come with more heat than the sun do. Gorillas out of the concrete jungle. We came to just do this for you. Sit back and just watch us bubble. Gorillas out of the concrete jungle. We come with more heat.
Second half of a doubleheader. Tune up the trouble setter. Here to make it bubble better. Rhinoceros bass, thick as Barney Rubble sweater. And I'm blowing like the coldest wind in Chicago weather. Hey, why you sweeter than plain cinnamon? My lyric venom in your vein, now your brain hemorrhaging. If you think that I'm insane, I'm a plain citizen. People call me out my name, I remain disciplined. Hey, a wicked sentence and a vicious blend. Has more wealth than the wallets of the richest men. It's interesting, pay attention to what you witness in. The love of the art form, not just the dividends. Yeah. All eyes on me, but please don't put the rumors and them lies on me. Cause I'm just that clown to come with the fat sound. Charlie Tuna, I live and we come to
hunt.
In the concrete jungle, like wild animals. Stomach growling like lions, it's understandable. Rappers will run right upon you and try to battle you. Quicker than a cheetah run up on a caribou. What up, Tuna? The blacksmith is back with the backflip flow. I got the survival jacket, cracking. Open like the seal on the package. Came with a message. We must retain the freshness. Lame and you plain depressing. Is this what the game is left with?
Word?
Oh, homie, name is weapon. Soon as Mr. International stepping, you're rapping irresponsible and rapping with deafness. Ready? Got enough lyrics, I'll be stocking up. Get on some Vince Vaughn, you better lock it up. Is it live or what? We came to rock it now. Get it like it's out of pocket.
We came to just do this for you. Sit back and just watch us bubble. We come with more heat than the sun do. Gorillas out of the concrete jungle. We came to just do this for you. Sit back and just watch us bubble. Gorillas out of the concrete jungle. We come with more heat.
Broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA, it's Mega Show with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to Mega Show. Melissa Hopkins, I see you laying low in the cut. Your hand is not up, but if you want to join in the festivities, you're more than welcome to, honey. And it's good to see you in the building. And, yeah, things are popping off there in the chat room. I was talking about my day today. I had a fantastical day in the Bay. In San Francisco, to be exact. So I went to Stern Grove and I saw Charlie Tuna and what's his name, Lyric Sporn, and all those people. And then I got on the train and went down to Pride, and again with my mask on the whole time. And it was interesting seeing all the different reactions. And I don't mean to sound racial or anything, but on average, I would say that the black and Hispanic folks that saw me throughout the course of the day reacted more favorably to the mask than the white folks. Most of the white folks tended to be extremely terrified. Most of the authoritative figures, say like security, various security guards and, the police didn't really give a fuck. The security guards, though, seemed to have a problem with the mask. But the black folks thought it was cool. Some of them, you know, got the reference to the movie. Overall, very favorable reviews from the blacks and the Hispanics. The Hispanics, too, thought it was badass. Some people thought I was the Joker mask. That was unfortunate for them. I posed for a lot of photos. I think I'm in some videos. I might be on YouTube. I'm definitely on ESPN. I was definitely on ESPN tonight. That's for damn sure. On the West Coast for sure. I don't know about the East Coast, but the West Coast, if you're watching the West Coast, ESPN tonight, the Giants versus Cleveland. It was the game of the week at San Francisco this week. And so ESPN had their little mobile studio set up outside the stadium. So any schmo off the street could just walk up and watch the broadcast. And they purposely make the backdrop of the broadcast be opened up to the square right in front of the stadium, So all the fan, and they have a little railing there for all the fans to just walk up and lean on the railing and watch the game. Or, and watch the broadcast, sorry. So after the game was over, I got to the railing like early, like a lot of other people. And I was right in front with the Guy Fawkes mask on and the megaphone. Oh, and an End the Fed T-shirt on too. And so I just sat there and waited. And unfortunately, I gave myself away before the broadcast started. I used the megaphone, and so the security was on to me from the get-go. Well, you know, not that they wouldn't have figured things out, by me standing there with the mask, but whatever. So the security guards are like freaking me out. The security guy comes up to me. He's like, look, you cannot use that. All right. If you start blasting that thing, we're going to kick you out of here. I'm like, all right, no problem. So I just stand there on the railing with the megaphone in my hand, but just minding my own business, mask on and the Fed T-shirt. So I'm standing there and, we're still a good 10, 15 minutes away from the broadcast starting. But all the announcers are there sitting, in their chairs, they're mic'd up and they're hanging out, and fans are slowly starting to gather, and the fans are like yelling at the announcers, and the announcers were John Crook and Barry Larkin, and then some blonde bimbo who was terrible. Must have been terribly good in bed. I don't know how she got that job. Whatever. So we're hanging out. I'm right at the front of the railing. I'm like front and center. I've got a great spot to be on camera. And they're testing the cameras, and we can see in the video monitor, And I'm like, boom, I'm like front and center, just there. And like at a certain point, security and everybody catches wind of me. And I can tell that everybody, on the crew, even the film crew, is like aware of me. Like I can see them.
Famous,
like,
baby.
I'm reading lips, and they're like, yeah, we're aware of the guy with the mask. Yeah, the security's watching him. I can see these production assistant chicks. I'm just watching them, reading their lips, knowing exactly what they're saying. They're like, yeah, we're aware of him. And one chick like starts filming me, thinking she's like documenting some shit. And I just and I just wave at her really, really, like really slowly. And then there's this one security guy who's trying to get my attention and trying to tell me I should. He's like, I know you have that thing on, man. You should turn it off, dude. Just turn it off. I'm like, and I just didn't even. I just looked at him. I didn't shake my head yes or no. And they're just sitting there. They're just like, I know these security guards are ready to pounce on me the moment I like turn on my megaphone or even attempt to turn on my megaphone. So I'm like, I'm not going to do shit. I'm just going to stand here. I got my End the Fed T-shirt front and center with my Guy Fawkes mask. I'm like, I'm not doing shit. I'm just going to sit here and be on the broadcast, because slowly but surely there's like a mob of drunk Giants fans that are crowding around me. And they're chanting, they're screaming, they're yelling, they're going nuts. In fact, even if I did use my megaphone, they would have drowned it out. You wouldn't have heard it. Seriously, these people were completely screaming all at the top of their lungs. There had to have been like at least 200, 300 people just gathered around this broadcast. They're like all chanting, go Giants or whatever, and they're screaming and yelling. But at one point, though, John Crook and Barry Larkin both see me with the mask, and they both like kind of freak out, and Barry Larkin pulls out his little tablet. It's not an iPad. I can tell it's not an iPad. It's like smaller than an iPad but bigger than an iPhone, but it looked like it was a BlackBerry thing, and whatever. And he filmed the whole crowd, and he got a nice shot of me, dude. So I'm on Barry Larkin's fucking tablet on his video, dude. I'm hopefully be on his YouTube. What else? But they have a monitor there, so the audience and the crew and everybody can see what's broadcasting. And there was a couple moments where you could easily see me, and if somebody had like a high def screen and a good TV set, dude, you could have totally seen me with my End the Fed T-shirt.
Such an attention whore.
Yeah, man. So I tweeted it out, too, so I hope somebody saw it. I didn't see it. I don't have cable. I'll never see it, so whatever. But, yeah, so that happened, right? And so I didn't use my megaphone at all. I was just chilling out, just being, you know, quiet, minding my own business. Everybody else is. Meanwhile, there's, like, people making complete fools of themselves, like, screaming at top volume through the whole broadcast. The broadcast ends. It's over, right? The broadcast's over. In fact, the crew's, like, and the cast are all, like, breaking down the equipment. Everybody's, like, you know, it's obvious the broadcast is over, all right? It's done. So, like, as, you know, people are, like, starting to file out, the crowd is still, like, chanting, like, go Giants, blah, blah, or whatever. They're just going nuts. So I start, like, I hit my siren, just hit it, like, for, like, 2 seconds, and suddenly I'm just pounced on by security. Like, one guy just nails me right away, tries to pull the megaphone out of my hand. I'm like, dude, get your hand off my megaphone. And he's, like, trying to push me and stuff. I could easily have resisted. I could have picked this guy up and fucking threw him down the ground and fucking kicked his ass. But I was just like, whatever. He's like, get out of my square, man. I think it's called Willie Mays Square or some shit. He's like, get out of my square. And I was like, whatever, dude. I was like, I wasn't making half as much noise as these kids. And I was like, whatever. So I walk like literally like 10 feet away and off onto the public sidewalk. And then I still have it on my phone. So I walk like literally like 10 feet away. He like kicks me out of the square, which essentially means like I have to walk 10 feet away and stand on the sidewalk.
All your base are belong to us. We run this. All your base are belong to us. We run this. All your base are belong to us.
Can you imagine being a security guard and kicking a guy out with a Guy Fawkes mask, who then goes like 10 feet away and plays that over and over and over again for 10 minutes while you're trying to be securitizing the situation there? So I was real life trolling today, big time, bro.
Yeah, the Emerald Roulette troll, baby.
But you know what? It was cool,
oh my
though.
God, my posture's so good.
Every once in a while, there would be like a guy who'd just be like, oh, dude, Anonymous, yeah, what's up, bro? And then I got trolled really hard by these skater kids. Oh, my God, these skater kids, like, fucking trolled me hard. These kids had to be, like, 10 years old. No older than 10, seriously. 10, 11 years old, and they were just schooling me. I made the mistake. I'm sitting in there in the Muni station with my megaphone, and my mask is off. I'm not wearing the mask anymore. I'm just tired. I'm done. I want to go home. The train's taking forever. And there's these three little skater kids, maybe 10, 11 years old, and they're fucking doing like rail slides and shit on the platform. You've seen the platforms on some of these Muni stations. Can you imagine your kid fucking around on a skateboard on a platform near the fucking rail right there? So I go over there with the megaphone, and I was just like, hey, kids, why don't you watch out with the skateboarding there, you fucking posers. You might get hurt. What are you going to do if the skateboard, like, goes over into the fucking tracks? Then you're fucked, aren't you? And then they just started, like, saying, oh, fuck you, faggot, blah, blah, blah. I was like, what? They're like, why don't you shut up? I was like, why don't you make me? They're like, and they just started, like, talking shit back and forth, going at it in the fucking middle of the Muni. Like, these kids wanted to fucking, like, axe me with their skateboards. This one kid was so mad. Oh, I got him so mad. It was beautiful. I wish I had the camera on. I don't know why I didn't fucking have the camera on. Stupid. Oh, this kid was so mad. he's like, dude, if we were outside, I would hit you with my skateboard so hard. I was like, dude, why don't you just do it right here? Why do you have to go outside to do it? Just do it right here, dude. He's like, oh, dude, oh, you're so lucky. Oh, whoa. Dude, these kids were trolling me hard. And then, like, we were like, so then it was kind of like over. After a while, it was just kind of like, we whatever. They laughed and left, and I kind of laughed it off. And but then they came back and were, like, taunting me and stuff, like trying to scare me, and it was just funny. Oh, my God. They're calling me faggot and stuff. I'm like, what if I am a faggot? Maybe I am. It's in San Francisco, dude. It's fucking gay day. What do you expect?
Shut up, Vince. Play some Kishu music.
Oh, fuck your Kishu.
I just ate the
gay
best
day.
Pasta ever. Oh, my
it's
God, it was so
gay
good.
Day. Ah. It's gay day, baby. We're celebrating being fabulous.
Yeah, so play some fucking music of mine because it's fabulous, baby. Yeah, that's hilarious. It sounds like you had a great day, and really, I'm just talking shit because I'm jealous that I'm not there. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, you're jelly. Everybody's
Sorry.
Mad.
Oh, okay, it was a dog.
Everybody's just mad and jelly, baby.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'd much rather be back in the bay than fucking in the fucking 114 degree fucking Tucson, Arizona weather.
Sashay,
you know?
Sashay.
So it's literally 114
it's today. Gay day. Fabulous, everybody. Oh, somebody said I was flawless today, too. Some chick was like, oh, flawless, baby. Yeah, that's right, bitch. That's right, I was born this way.
Fag hag to you.
Yeah, John, don't be a drag. You can embrace this. This is Vince and the Bay, and here in San Francisco, we embrace homosexuality here. Fine, you're among friends. It's kind of like New York. You can come out here to New York and have an official marriage with your partner. Come on, bro. It's all good. You're born this way. It's all right. I saw a lot of men waxing their.
Doesn't matter if you love him.
Their boners. Everybody.
Put your paws up. You were born this way, baby.
Bitches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to Mega Show.
All right, I had to get that out. As a resident of the People's Republic of San Francisco, I am obligated to play Lady Gaga on Gay Day. So sorry to have to have you all sit through that. I noticed a lot of folks stepped out during the show, during the song. I don't blame you. We had half the chat room empty out during that tune. So it's all good. It's all good. But it's past. It's the only gay music remaining in the show will be by request of Kishu. So that's how it goes. Kishu, hey there. Kishu died. Oh, my God.
Yeah, you know, I tell you to play my music all the time, and you never play it. What are you talking about? You used
you
to.
That's
so
all the show
anymore.
Is. That's all the show is, God. Is me playing your music.
Are you kidding music. Me? No. No, not at all. Not at
that's
all.
That's all it is. It's just like,
I mean,
oh.
majority, all
my hate mail is all
music.
All my hate mail is always like, dude, why are you always playing that stupid music? I deleted it all. It's gone. It's just too much. I can't.
Yeah, well, you're full
of
shit.
After a while. I can't read it.
Full of shit.
Time.
Hi, puppy. You want to try? You're full of shit.
All right. Next song is yours.
Anyways. Yeah, that's right. That's right, Vince. Better be. Next song is mine. Damn it. Oh, Vince. I love you.
Oh, Kishu. Thank you. I appreciate that.
What? Are you kidding me?
Very nice.
Are you fucking kidding me, Vince?
That was a nice sentiment. I appreciate the sentiment. Thank you.
Peter Ross.
Damn, Frank Rizzo, alcoholic, almighty sports show. Oh, where's that one dude? Oh my God, some guy was mad in my chat room last night. I didn't realize it till the end of the show. I guess I hung up on him or
McStinky or whatever.
No, it was that. Is that what it was? It was like
Mac McStinky. Yeah.
You're right. Yeah, of course. Yeah, he was.
Of course, I'm right.
Why was he
always
so...
right, man?
Yes, you are always right. I'm wrong. What's his deal? Why was he so pissed off? What did I do to him?
I don't know.
He was mad. See, that's the thing is, when I try to make people mad, I don't get them mad. I just, but then I get mad, people mad that I just didn't even, totally inadvertent. Some of my biggest haters, I did nothing to them.
They are just jelly, Vince. Just jelly.
This is correct.
I smoked like 10 cigarettes since I started the show with you.
10 cigarettes? Jesus Christ.
I don't know why.
Oh, I guess Goofy Bone passed out. He's gone from the chat.
I think that I smoke when I'm bored. Not saying that you're that boring, but it's kind of boring tonight. We don't have any callers, you know.
Oh, no. Frank Rizzo says, Mike Stinney, that fuck will be raided. No, dude, seriously, don't raid him. Just don't pay him any attention. That's what he wants, probably. He's probably butthurt because nobody is raiding him. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know if
sure
he wants to get,
probably.
I don't know if he wants to get raided, out. Though. Like, I don't know if I would want the problems that Ghost has on his show. Like, he has like over 15,000 people listening to him now. They're all just summer fag trolls. That would get really, really annoying really, really quick. It's already annoying to listen to. I can't really listen to his show for the whole 3 hours anymore, really.
The whole neighborhood is like going nuts right now.
It's almost best to just listen to the last hour. The last hour, he actually talks about the news, the stuff he wants to talk about, and then he does the radio graffiti, just takes the calls. The last hour is that's the show. Everything leading up to it's just a train wreck.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
I just listened.
That
to
was the, really fun that night that you had him on the show, though. When I was at the bar, that was good times.
Dude, that was awesome. That was classic. Absolutely. I couldn't have scripted that better. I can't script anything for shit.
And I picked the best guy to bring on the phone too that Jesse could. He was perfect.
He actually, you know, I tried to stand up for Ghost because I had him on and you know, that was, I felt kind of bad, but he actually, if you go back and listen to it, it kind of sounds like your friend kind of owned Ghost, to be honest.
Yeah, he owned Ghost. He owns everybody. He's great.
He was really good. I tried to play it off like I wasn't impressed, but dude, when I went back and listened to it, I was like, fuck, he kind of owned Ghost right there.
Yeah, he definitely owned Ghost. The other kid, he didn't. I mean, he's
no,
okay,
the other kid.
Didn't,
yeah,
he
the other
really
kid. Yeah,
about.
The other kid was a piece of garbage. But that first guy I wasn't expecting that. And I don't think Ghost was either. Ghost was just like, oh, man,
he's so good. Like, he's like that in real life, you know, with everybody. And he's great. I love him. Yeah. But I hadn't seen him in, like, 3 years, so it was kind of cool. It was a good night. I ran into a lot of people that night that I hadn't seen in a while. At the Club Congress. I love Club Congress. It's really the only good bar in Tucson. Really the only good place. Yeah, I'll be very happy to get back to the Bay. It's so fucking hot. It was so hot today, man. It was so hot. It was like 114 degrees.
It was perfect here today. It was perfect. It was about...
Yeah, well, just rub it in my face, okay? Just rub it in my face 70, some more.
It was about 70 degrees, 75 degrees maybe, with a nice cool breeze. I never felt like I was too hot. Never felt too cold. It's perfecto.
Yeah.
Perfect. Perfect temperature. The climate here is just perfect for me. It's play the clip. What fucking clip? What are you talking about? I don't play clips. This is a wrong show. This is not Debbie Daly. I don't play clips. I can play clips of me. You want to hear clips of me?
Can you play Kishu music? How about that?
Yeah, of course. I'll play Kishu music. No, I'm kidding. I'm not playing fucking clips. I don't do clips unless it's necessary. Okay.
Any noise annoys an oyster, but a noisy noise annoys an oyster most.
What do you want, the wombats?
What do you have?
Because you know what I have?
To put on your switchboard, and I don't know if you did or not.
Oh, no, I didn't. No, it's I got three wombat songs. I got three limousine songs.
Oh, play Very Busy People. That's a good one. Yeah, play that one.
All right, this is the one you want. Okay, and Kishu's gay track of the night is Very Busy People by the Limousines, right here on Blog Talk Radio and Mega Show with me, Vince in the Bay. Call in now and save me from this gay crap, because I'm really tired of it. I had to put up with the human version of this all day today on the streets of San Francisco. All right?
Thank you. we've always got time for new friends.
Broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA, it's Mega Show with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to Mega Show.
Oh, Bobo's in the place. What's up, Bobo? Bobo, isn't it past your bedtime? Isn't Bobo like 12 years old?
I have no clue. I don't know who half the people are. It's the people call in. I mean, I guess I know. Like I've seen them. I've seen them. I can't even speak. I've seen them in the chat, but that's all. Yeah. Oh, Vince.
Oh, Kishu. Yes, darling. Yes. What's the matter?
I want to snuggle.
Yes, we will snuggle soon enough, my little snowflake. In all good time, we will snuggle.
Sleepy. I'm bored.
You're bored? We're on my fucking radio show. You can't be bored. You can't fucking say that on the air. Come on. Let's like get naughty, get naked or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You haven't done a tiny chat in a really long time. What's up with that?
Every time I do tiny chat, there's somebody that comes in and like puts my loop up of me masturbating.
Well, why don't you masturbate to it so that people will stop looking at that loop and they'll look at the real thing.
Maybe I will, but I need to take a shower, so not tonight.
All right. Fine.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm really gross. I'm like, it was so hot today. I was like outside. I'm all sweaty. I'm like in a little skirt and t-shirt and all fail. My hair is like sticking straight up. It's awesome. But you know how the front part, you know how I do a little thing, a little thing in the front, you know what I'm talking about? Well, when I take the pins out, it just stands straight up. So, yeah. It's pretty funny. I probably, like, if there was a picture, like somebody took a picture of me right now, oh, it'd be so fail. I would definitely be embarrassed. I'd probably leave the internet. Oh, frosted cookie. You know the little animal cookies that are frosted with the little sprinkles on them? You know what I'm talking about? Those are the best things
ever.
Oh,
my God. The pink and white ones?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, wow.
I can grind those things for days. If you give me like
a case
of those, if you gave me a case of that, or no, fuck that. I'd need like a pallet of that shit. I would just grind through it all so fast. That and like a gallon of milk. That stuff
is
like,
it's so good.
It's like crack. It tastes so good.
I love
it's like crack. Eat one and it's like
straight to my ass. Oh yeah.
Yeah,
like
you have to stop that.
Woman.
Stop that now. You take that shit out of your mouth. Seriously, that's crack. Seriously, you're trying to get rid of your blubber butt right now.
No, they're just little packages, and I only have one left, so you're good.
Come on.
The rest
you
is already.
You come back to the bay. You need to be in some shape when you get back to the bay. You know what I'm saying? You got about a month to go to get that Thighmaster action going. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Seriously, let's see some results here. I want to see some significant improvements to the heart.
Are you ashamed of me, Vince?
No, I'm not ashamed of you. I'm not ashamed of you. I'm just saying I want to see you achieve your full potential. Let's put it that way.
No, I know. It drives me nuts. I fucking hate it. I miss being super hot. I mean, I still am super hot, but I was so much, you know, hotter. Before, you know, I had a kid now.
Cookie. See, look at you. Come on. Stop it. Seriously, this is bad. This is like food porn. This is bad.
Okay. I'm done. I just had to get my fix, you know?
Yeah.
So good. Oh, my God. And that pasta I made earlier was amazing. It was just like angel hair pasta with some olive oil and some herbs. And it was just perfect. It was just really light and just great. Oh, so good. Okay. Time to go outside and see if the frogs are out here having fun. Oh, my sliding glass door is so loud. I wonder what it sounds like through the other line, because I know every time you get mad or yell at me.
Oh no, it sounds crystal clear. We can hear everything. It's beautiful when the frogs start. It sounds like the frogs are like right on the phone with you, like they're right next to you.
Nice.
I love it. It adds a great ambiance. I like it.
Right, the dogs barking in the background in the neighborhood. And the thing is they're all so far away, but they're so loud. Like right now, there's a little yelping.
I love, by the way, just as an aside to the chat room, I am watching the chat room right now, and I see you. No Thieves Allowed is my resident artist, little chat room artist. He's always got, or he or she or it, has always got some interesting artwork. Pasted into the.
See what I mean? They keep going fucking nuts.
It's amazing. I can't tell what that is. It looks like somebody on a motorcycle, maybe. I don't know. That's cool though.
I'm always
amazed with the chat room. And Bobo, I don't know. Bobo sounds a little butthurt. I don't know if I was. If was I talking smack, Bobo? If I was, are you mad? You mad, Bobo? What's up? You mad, bro? Or is that an owl? Oh, I see that. Got it. Thank you, Bobo. You got it.
What the fuck
is
even going on? Like, there's some alarm going off in the neighborhood, and there's like fucking the dogs are going nuts, and there's like some horse over here making noise, and I don't even know. It's like fucking apocalypse is here or something. Because usually I live in the fucking in the middle of nowhere, and it's quiet as fuck aside from the frogs, but. Tonight, it's, like, just really loud. It's weird.
Uh-oh. Who let the dogs out?
That's what I'm saying, dude. They're like, everywhere. And they're loud.
Coyotes. Are those coyotes?
It's probably what it is. There's, like, coyotes or javelinas running through the neighborhood and make their dogs bark. We had, like, a pack of javelinas in our backyard, like, 3 or 4 days ago. It was pretty cool, actually. It's interesting. It's just cool when there's, like, a bunch of them, you know, and they're just back there, like, eating the crap.
they eat the little.
You know what
like
I love?
Beans
I love,
off the Palo Verde tree.
I love high chews. You like high chews?
I don't even know what a high chew is, to be honest
oh,
with you.
My God,
oh, you know what? I do. And now that I think about it, I do. But no, I don't really like high chews.
You can usually get them at like a Walgreens. Usually at most of your retail commercial outlet. Pharmacies.
More of a Starburst person when it comes to stuff like that.
I like Starburst too. Starburst
the,
is
you know,
really
good. You know,
like
the big
good.
Hunks with the peanuts, or like Taffy with the peanuts. Do you know what I'm talking about? Big hunk.
No, I want to be sponsored
really
by High Chew though. High Chew's great too. If you have, you know, if you don't, you want to eat candy, but you don't want to worry about it getting stuck in your teeth and stuff. It's perfect for that. It never gums up. Like Starburst sometimes will get all like get in your teeth and shit and whatever, but High Chew never fails. It's just it's amazing. And they have and grape is my favorite. Grape is my all time favorite flavor of High Chew. That and mango. Mango is pretty good too. But
mango.
Grape High Chew. Which I want to be sponsored though by Grape High Chew. I want to be the official spokesperson for Grape High Chew. I'm going to start doing I'm going to dig up a High Chew commercial or whatever, some copy and start just start reading them, and then I'll send it to them and say, hey, you guys want to kick down? Be a sponsor? What's up? High Chew. Let's check them out.
Come on, Winston. Bring your ass. I always walk so slow in my little Pekingese. I always just wobble to the ass in my fucking room. But he's so cute.
This, okay, ladies and gentlemen, this hour is brought to you in part by Grape High Chew. That's right. Go Gonzo for the greatest grape flavor ever. It's purplicious. Grab some Grape High Chew at a store near you. Ingredients include glucose syrup, sugar, hydrogenated palm kernel oil, gelatin derived from pork, grape juice from concentrate, citrus acid, D-L-malic acid, natural and artificial flavors, emulsifiers, sucrose fatty acid esters, soy betaine monosaccharate, natural color grape skin extract, and various other ingredients. Yeah, it sounds harmless. Sounds nutritional, actually. Nutritional facts. Serving size, one pack, 10 pieces, 50 grams. Ooh, I love how they make it. They should talk about candy and grams and stuff more often in metric, you know, whatever, metrics rather than a pack or pieces.
Of course you would know grams better.
No, I don't know grams. I'm just saying, you know, just all drugs are always in grams, you know. Servings per container, one amount per serving, calories 210, fat calories 40, total fat 4.5 grams, 7%, blah, 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 saturated fat, blah, 4.5 grams, trans fat 0, cholesterol 0, sodium 0, total carbohydrates 41 grams. Fiber, zero. Sugars, 31 grams. Protein, zero. Blah, blah, zero, 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 zero. Nothing. It's zero. There's just nothing in it. It's just grape flavoring. That's it. That's all you're eating. It's fine. It's totally harmless. I'm talking about Grape High Chew, our sponsor for the next hour. Grape High Chew. Go Gonzo for the greatest grape flavor ever. It's purplicious. I love it. I eat it. I eat them at every opportunity I have. If I'm not on the air, I'm sucking down some Grape High Chew. All right? Check them out. And shouts out to our sponsor this hour, Grape Flavored High Chew. Oh, my goodness. Who else do we have anybody else on the... No, we do have a few folks on the switchboard that are just kind of lingering. Which is all good. If you want to join the fun here, though, press the number 1, and I will be sure to bring you into the conversation here.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Oh, awesome. I just got spammed with some porn. Gotta love it.
Sweet. So I was thinking, I shot this video today with these guys with their schlongs hanging out, and I guess I could go in and blur them out, but I kind of want to just leave it the way it is and post it on. Is it possible for me to get like a YouPorn account? Do I have to pay?
Isn't there XTube or whatever? Like,
yeah, YouPorn.
Like
this is YouPorn. Can't I just get a YouPorn account and upload it there and I'm good?
Yeah, sure.
How does that work? I'm gonna have to figure that out. All right, let's see if this caller knows. Hey, caller, I'll call her on 858. You're on the air. What's up?
This is the most pathetic fucking show I have ever surfed.
Oh, Jew, I'm so glad you called in.
I almost felt like I had to. I was gonna go away, go back to doing my work, and I thought they're so fucking pathetic, both of them. With the lovey, making me sick over here. Oh, Vince, I'm creaming for you, but I'm really filthy. And he's over here singing with this bullshit. Singing while he talks. If I've ever heard anything that made me... First of all, I got the shakes for a couple of seconds when I heard that. He started singing while he was talking. A singing talker. Straighten up.
When was I singing?
Yeah, you were singing. You did a little singing talking. You did a little, oh, I'm going to go. What the hell was that shit? I will not be
stuck. My bad. My bad.
I will not be stuck back into PR, but I'm telling you right now. This was almost a necessary intervention. I had to come in here and say, look, get yourselves back on track. This is horrible.
My hands are tied. I was told 2 days ago before going on the air that I have a girlfriend now and that I better get used to it. So I'm just getting used to that fact. So I guess my show's gonna be boring.
I've never said that. Hey, shut up. Now listen to me. Shut the fuck up, Jew. I never said that. I said that I thought it was shitty of you that you were pretty much trolling me on air because we were a couple and you would not come out and say it to everybody. That's all I said. Okay? And you were like, I don't know if you are my girlfriend. I don't know if
he
kidding.
Have to come out
I mean,
and
you
say
got
it?
Butt out, butt hurt. No. I never said he had to. I was just giving him shit about it. And I was like, you know, it's cool. You know, you don't have to call me your girlfriend
First of all,
yet. You
there's
know?
A whole new dynamic going on here, and I'm not so sure I like it. There's a little bit, it's a familiarity type of thing, you know, you can't say anything bad about me because now I'm the girlfriend. What the hell is that?
It's called power, baby. He's
hey, really.
What are you talking about?
I expected that if I waited another week, I can't even imagine what depths you would sink to. You've
well,
got all these people
good
at
night. The last few nights have been great.
Really? Well, what happened to tonight?
I don't know. Failed. What happened tonight, baby buns?
I'm tired.
Baby
I'm tired.
Hold on. That's the problem. Baby buns. You can't call them baby buns on the air.
I was out and saw some real buns out in the real world today. You should get out, Jew. And did you have a Pride Festival where you were today, Jew?
Pride Festival was 2 weeks ago. I took a picture of my son and Lobster and everything else. I saw more trannies walking around that you could tell within 3 miles away that they were trannies. I came from a country where the trannies were prettier than the women, and now I'm looking at this. I looked at this coming through Philly. I don't even know what the hell that was. Trannies everywhere with wacky makeup and bad clothing. It's really not right.
Jesus Christ. No Thieves Allowed is out of control with the...
I like that.
The animation.
That's very awesome. Creative.
I agree.
Do one of Goofy Bone and do one of Debbie Daly too.
All right. Now, the Jew is going back into little HTML land where he's been for the last 2 weeks. It's called
Making Money. That's pretty funny.
Marketing. But look what you got in your chat room. You got Beach Bum, who never calls in. Has anybody ever heard him?
Yes.
Oh, I talked to him on Tiny Chat, yeah.
Yeah, Tiny Chat, yeah. For some reason, he'll do Tiny Chat, but not the BTR show.
Won't call in to him. All right. You got Frank Rizzo, who apparently, I guess that's after the Jerky Boys, Frank Rizzo.
Okay.
We used to have a mayor in Philadelphia by the name of Frank Rizzo. Now, who's the Jewish producer? Oh, the Jewish producer thinks Beach Bum is great? What would that be? Why would that be? I need a good explanation to that. The man sits there eating tasty cakes with a dog. I don't even think he feeds the
dog.
He
has an adorable, cute little dog.
He does. One day, that dog will eat him. You'll see.
Beach Bum is my biggest Twitter fan. He's always like hitting me up on Twitter. I love it.
Now, do you think you guys can handle it without me now? You get your head on straight?
No.
Dude, I'm there with you. I didn't even want the whole girlfriend thing on air going on.
She's the one that insisted.
No, no, no. She's the one
I did not insist, Vince. I did not insist. I did not
this whole girlfriend
okay.
thing is painted.
And I talked like that, and Jude, shut up. I talked like that to Vince from the first day I've called into the show. I've called him baby.
No.
And
it's a different
come here
thing,
and, you know,
though.
Lick my vagina, baby, and, you know, what the fuck ever. So, I don't
yes, but
it.
Now that it's
or
really happening, him. Now it's getting weird.
Well, maybe it's not really happening. Maybe we're just trolling him.
Well, hold on a second. I have to read this. Now, all of a sudden, Melinda's a Christian. She's a Christian.
God bless America, baby.
This is a woman who talks about her vagina all the time, and she's a Christian. Do Christians talk about their vagina? I don't know. I'm Jewish. I wouldn't know.
I wear a rosary when I'm getting banged in the ass. You better
really?
Believe.
Yeah, that was actually sure. what happened on the second or third night. Was it the second or third night we did that?
Yeah, I don't know, but I definitely had my rosary on. I remember that. I remember it was, like, trying to get it off because it was, like, choking me. I kept getting in the way when I was sucking you off. It was a good time.
I don't know.
That's life in the Bay.
This is life.
All right. Here's a shout-out to Melinda, who thought I was gone, by the way. I am gone, but I will pop up from now. I will pop up now and then just to keep things back on track. But I'm fucking
and yes,
hungry.
Bobo, I'm very high maintenance, and I do act like a child.
I can see that. All right. Look at these people stabbing me. It's all the same people. Anybody new in here? Wild Goose. All right. We know about him. But what is this Ojai guy? What's this Ojai bullshit I keep seeing around? What is that?
That's how they say hello to each other when they first come in the room.
Who are they?
The trolls.
That's a troll salute.
That's a troll thing. Yeah, that's troll speak. That's troll speak. That's just how they say hi. I mean, it's not a big deal. It's how they talk.
How do you pronounce it?
Oh, hi. Oh, hi, Goose. Oh, hi. Oh, hi, John. Oh, hi. It's so faggy. You don't understand how gay it is, but that's just how the kids do it.
That's
gay. It's so gay. It's disgusting. You notice how they never say that though when they really talk in reality. They never say oh hi. They never say it. They just say it in the chat. They say a lot of faggy stuff in the chat that they would never say in reality. Like honestly, if you think about it, why don't you spend a whole day just every time you type something, try saying it and realize how gay it is. All right, you might be gay and not even know it. I know. My gaydar goes off like a motherfucker. Are you kidding me? I grew up in the Bay. I know how it is.
Oh, hi, Jew.
I don't even know what to say.
Oh, hi, Vince.
Oh, yeah. That's a trap.
right.
Red Bean. You're full of trolls.
Oh, hi. Oh, hello. Oh, hello, Frank Rizzo. Oh, hello, alcoholic. Oh, hello, Melinda.
Let me hear your best Saul.
My best Saul? I don't do impressions, bro.
You remember Saul from the Jerky Boys?
I remember, yeah, of course. I don't do any of those impersonations. Can you do them?
All right, hold on. I got to deal with something in this chat room. First of all, Melinda, you can't get sucked off over the internet. It's impossible. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. You need to get a life, get out of the store, go someplace. I don't even know what you do. I'm sure I don't even want to talk about it. Whatever. You don't remember what was Saul's last name? Remember?
No idea.
Well, maybe Frank Rizzo remembers. Saul. I remember Saul. I like Saul. I don't think I laughed as hard as some of the Saul routines. They were good. I'm a child molester and a freak. Well, you'd have to be kind of freaky to be a child molester, wouldn't you? Isn't that redundant? He said he wanted a teenage girl to drink his milk. I have never said that. I don't think I've ever said, drink my milk. What the hell does that mean, anyway?
Well, I'll tell you what's going on here, Gio. These folks, the last over the since you've been gone, I know you haven't been on BTR for a while. Over the last couple of weeks, I've been getting more and more every night. There seems to be one featured drunk caller that calls in every night, and over the last three or four nights, it's flip flops, off and on between Melissa Hopkins and Goofy Bone. And
Goofy Bone's always drunk. All right, listen. Let me help you out here.
Yeah.
As
Should
I park the way.
Should we
Are
call?
You ready? No. I'm not sticking around. I got work to do. Let me help you out.
Right,
here.
Of course. Quick.
Because I'm almost acting in a consultative fashion now to your radio show.
Oh, please.
You're in dire need of help. I've never heard. Yes, Saul Rosenberg. Thank you. I have
Saul.
Never heard such a pathetic radio show that I have ever tuned into in so long. It was so sad that I was. Even though I said I wouldn't call BTR, I had to. I just had to point this out.
I know. You did what you had to do.
Keep the girlfriend stuff off the air. It's got no place on BTR. It's terrible.
That's what I'm trying to tell her. And she doesn't believe
it. They want the BTR wedding, baby. What are you talking about?
No, I don't. I think it should just be. Seriously, we can hint that.
What
that
is
stuff
different? What is different than
right.
before? Nothing.
The Jew
Nothing
is
different than before.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Lemonparty.org. I was looking for that website because I wanted to give it to somebody. Thank you for whoever. Yeah, it must be Kismet tonight. All right. The Jew is out of here. The Jew is back into HTML land because he's got work to do and real money to make. Oy.
There he
we
goes.
Love you, Jew. Thanks for calling
Jew.
In, baby.
Thanks
Brian.
For coming through, bro. Appreciate the love. Once again, the man, the myth, the legend stops through. Wow. Just when I thought we weren't going to have any special guests, there you go. The one angry Jew comes through.
Hell yeah.
It was kind of odd, though. Earlier, Melissa Hopkins was in the chat room, and she was on the switchboard on Skype. And then, I don't know, I called her out on the switchboard, and then she just got all butthurt and quit and hung up.
I don't
get it.
I don't know.
I wonder if she was
going to
call in and give the same critique that the Jew was going to give, but she just couldn't muster up the courage to do it.
Fucking shut up. There's nothing different, you know? Like, they loved our little fight. Like, everybody fucking loved that. What are you talking about? Like,
who's everybody?
You know,
what are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Your listeners. You know? I don't know. You're being ridiculous, all of you. And nothing's changed. And you never had to say that I was your girlfriend. And maybe I'm not your girlfriend. You know what? I'm not your girlfriend. Oh, not at all. No. I want a real hacker.
I'm a real cyber criminal.
Hey, you guys, relax. My girlfriend. Come on, relax. Come on.
Fuck you, bitch.
Hey, come on. Hey, come on, dude. No, seriously, that's my girlfriend. Seriously, it's my girlfriend. Come on.
Oh,
all right. Anyway, we got about a half hour to go here. Half hour left to take calls and kick it freestyle off the top of the dome. 347-826-7667 is the numero, and it looks like we have Wild Goose with us now. What's up, Wild Goose?
What's up, Vince? I'm sad I didn't get to catch Jew on the air. I was going to ask him if he wanted to check out my assault weapons, but I'm glad to hear he's back safe from his trip in Thailand, where, you know, he had his fun with the 12-year-olds, and, you know, I'm glad he made it home safe. So shout out to Old Angry Jew.
Old Angry Jew?
Seems like you he's busy and you... They're keeping good tabs on him there.
He is. Pedophilia is exhausting, I heard. So, you know, he's going to take a, you know, he had to go on a little vacation, but unfortunately, you know, he's a workaholic. It's a full-time job, so.
Well, it's a shame he just missed him.
Yeah, I was going to ask him if he wanted to check out some of the assault.
I'd love to have him defend that claim. That sounds, it's like quite a.
Oh, he'll call in. Yeah. Well, kind of like the claim that I'm an agent provocateur. I like that one. I'm just rolling with it. It's great.
Oh, right. Of course. I forgot about that. Yeah, you're a Fed. My bad.
Totally. I'm CIA disinfo agent. I'm here. I'm monitoring all of you, so watch your butts. I'm here.
Cool, man. Hey, I haven't heard from you in a little while. I do. The last thing I saw, Debbie Daly scheduled a show. And I swear to God, I shit you not, the show is like titled "Where the Hell Is Wild Goose?"
Yeah, I leave for what, two whole nights, and people freak out.
It wasn't even two nights. It wasn't even two nights. It was like one night, dude.
Yeah,
literally like one night. You took a night off. It was a Friday night. Everybody, in fact, people around my show are like, "Where's Wild Goose?" I'm like, "Dude, it's Friday night.
What
maybe
the fuck
he's
are you
out?"
Like,
maybe
what are
he's
doing?
Out
what
getting
doing?
Drunk.
Like, yeah, no, we had a pretty...
he disappeared. He got doxxed. He disappeared off the internet. I was like, "Dude, chill out, everybody. It's one fucking night." And then sure enough, Debbie Daly like dedicates her whole show.
Yeah, no, we had a pretty big party at the house. I had to make sure and chaperone everybody, and my buddy Lego there in the chat room. We got some Blue Label, a bunch of rum, and Cristal, and we had to go make sure that, you know, they weren't taking alcohol and nobody called the cops, and, you know, just check out what everybody's doing. It was a good time, and we had fun. But funny enough, the only crap that got stolen was the Bud Light. So even though we had like Cristal and Blue Label on the fucking counter, you know, we have our stash down in the basement. But yeah, it was a good time. But, you know, it's funny, I go out for what, one night. I'm not even really out. I'm at my house. And there's all these rumors about what happened to me. You know, I get arrested for trolling, or, you know, maybe I got butt hurt. Who knows? But yeah, it's interesting. Yep. Did he die, Vince?
Oh, my bad. I was muted. I was going to say that there were so many conspiracies out there, like, oh, he died or he was arrested. Some people seriously were floating all at the same time that you died, you were arrested, you were a Fed, you were a homosexual predator on the internet.
Yeah, they arrested my dead corpse and took my badge. You know, it's funny because the people that said they doxed me, they doxed the wrong Travis Gosselin. And the funny thing is, I doxed myself. My YouTube name is my real full name, and they still can't fucking dox me. So it's full fail. They've got some guy that does writing on some, like, internet forum. I guess he owns an internet forum, and he's a computer programmer, but nah, I don't do that. So, you know, it falls to him, I guess.
All right. All right, we got your homie here, Lego, I guess.
Yeah, what's going on, buddy?
Let's bring on Lego. What's up, Lego?
Hey, man, I need to come down there and get some cigarettes. So, yeah. But did you told him about that great house party we had?
Yeah, pretty much. It was, fuck. You're going to come on and give all the dirty details, aren't you?
What do you want me to tell him about how you, like, banged a girl in the closet?
No, first, what about the fucking kike that walked in on you, even though you were in his fucking room, and the girl fucking walked off?
Yeah, well, you know, I was, like, muff deep in her, and he just walks in like, this is my room, this is my room. And I'm like, and I was, like, so fucking drunk, I'm like, dude, you never get laid. Like, this is probably the first chick that's been in your bed.
And what a silly Negro.
Yeah, we got a roommate here. He's like a complete perma virgin, and he walks in on Lego, and he's stark naked with this chick, and they're going at it. And then she gets pissed off because he said it was his room, and she's like, "You lied to me! You lied to me!" Went down, and yeah, I got some action up in my roommate's closet. She had this huge ass closet. I was like,
No. He didn't just get some action. He took this girl's virginity.
Oh, fuck, dude.
I don't get down like that.
Yeah, I didn't know about that beforehand, dude. Like, she was like in the middle. She's like, I never gone all the way with a dude before. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. There's shit everywhere.
Well, it was hilarious because I saw her, like, cuddling up on you and shit. I was like, oh man, something's wrong. Something is wrong here.
Oh, fuck. It looks like Vince is going to put us in a grave.
Dude, remember the girl, like, fucking, like, the lesbian, like, hooked up with two chicks that night?
Oh, Mandy? Yeah. Pretty much.
That was her, I guess.
Everybody except Jew. Jew.
Everybody except Jew and Chaz.
By the way, we have a roommate called Jew too, so don't get that confused with old.
What kind of Jew is he?
Yeah,
I don't know. He's like a non-practicing Jew, but he's like, but if you talk about, like, so the other day I heard this good Jew joke. He's like, no, I'm Jewish. And you're like, you don't even fucking practice, so you can't really claim that, you know?
Yeah.
He's an angry Jew too, though.
But he definitely acts like a Jew.
Oh, he's, God, never buys groceries.
Very extremely Jewy. Extremely, yeah. Jewy, it sounds like.
So let me, who walks in on a dude, like, muff deep in a girl and goes, oh, I'm going to be a cock block? You know, at least most,
I don't get down like that.
Most dudes would be like, hey, man, you know, carry on. But no, he would join in. Would try to join in, and then I'd, like, slap him in the face with my dick. Get the fuck out of here. This is a... You know, it's like that thing Dave Chappelle had. He's like, oh, I got a one dick per fantasy rule.
Oh, get this. I left my boots up in Mandy's closet, and we went back upstairs in the morning to go grab my boots, and I walked into Mandy's bathroom, and some guy pissed in her bathtub.
Oh, yeah, that kid. He, like, the lifeguard kid.
Fucking...
Ooh, what's even
God,
better?
Colombian fruit.
Oh, my God.
What the fuck? Anyhow, so yeah, that's why I was gone, Vince. So, yeah.
All right, that explains it. Cool. Hang on, guys. We got this dude here, Willie Nelson 4, on the line now. Willie
Hello.
Nelson.
Hello.
Hey, Willie, what's up?
What's happening?
Well, nothing. You're on the air with Vince in the Bay and Wild Goose. What's happening with you?
Nothing much. Got a few records set up. Nothing much, you know, I'm joining the clan. Hey, you should join our clan meetings.
I'm not interested in joining any clubs, thank you.
Oh, it's a clan.
It sounds like a cult or a club or whatever you want to call it. I'm not interested.
Okay, all right, you don't have to be a gay boy about it.
Speaking of culture club, you should play some gay music.
You want some gay music? What kind of gay music are we into?
Ask Kishu.
Dude, yeah, exactly.
She's like the gay music.
We have to defer to my gay music czar, Kishu. Kishu, what sort of homosexually tinged music shall we play next?
I got a song for you. Let me find it.
Your name's not Kishu. Your name's Willie Nelson 4.
My name is Kishu.
Sorry, baby. I was muted.
Will the real Kishu please stand up?
The real Kishu is here now, baby. The real Kishu is here. Oh, Willie Nelson and Lego and White Goose. Oh, you don't even know what gay music is. Oh. You should play another Wombat track for sure.
Another one? I didn't even play one to begin with.
No. Play. I've got a song.
No.
I don't give a shit what you got Willie
Nelson
for.
Yeah, what you got
Willie. I'll put my fucking...
All right, go ahead. Okay, you know what? Go ahead. No, okay, go ahead. Play
it. Please do.
Play it, Willie Nelson. Let's check it out. Play
with
it.
With that accent, yes. Please do.
Go ahead, play it. You're not going to play it now? All right, fine. Forget it. You want another? We can. Let me do one more song before we get out of here. Got it. Less than 20 minutes to go. But you're still live with Wild Goose, Vids in the Bay, Kishu, and Lego, hanging out on the panel tonight. And we got a lot of people in the chat room. This is.
Oh, I smell a shout out. Is that what's happening right now?
Man, I can't wait for next week though. But whatever.
What's next week?
Don't drop the bomb on that. Don't drop the ball on that.
It'll be a surprise, but
it's confidential.
Confidential.
Secret information, man. Can't talk about.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah. This is not a secure line, gentlemen.
It's about. It concerns.
Do not compromise any missions. Do not compromise any missions on my airwaves. I will not be in collusion to any sort of nefarious activities over my airwaves. Thank you very much.
4th of July, baby. It's coming. And it concerns the Knights of Raptor Jesus.
Expect us.
Yep.
God. Kids are evil. Evil people. All right, we got 15 minutes to go. 15 minutes to make something happen, Captain. And what Wombat song are we going to hear really quick, Kishu?
You know what? I didn't want to hear the Wombats, I don't think.
What
Arctic Monkey songs do you have?
Like 5, that like everyone ever recorded.
Really?
No.
Oh.
A lot, though. More than anything else on the stupid switchboard.
Okay. Name them off. Get on with it.
Brick by Brick. Cornerstone, Crying Lightning, Fluorescent Adolescent, From the Ritz to the Rubble, that's it.
From the Ritz to the Rubble. You should download, they did this cover called Love Machine. You should definitely put that one on the switchboard. It's really good.
Oh, I got your Love Machine, honey.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to give you my Love Machine
right now. Last night, these two bouncers in one room's all right. The other ones are scary. And his way or no way, totalitarian. He's got no time for you. Looking or breathing, how he didn't want you to. So step out the queue, he makes examples of you. And there's no way you can say. Behind the goes through to the bit where you play. And you realize then that it's finally the time. So walk back for 10,000 eyes in the light. And you can just watch your breath and make another move. talked about, it made so much sense. But now the haze has ascended, it don't make no sense anymore. Last night, what we talked about, it made so much sense. But now the haze has ascended, it don't make no sense anymore. Oh.
Broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA, it's Mega Show with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to Mega Show.
Back with you for another 12 minutes. Kishu's here, and Wild Goose is here, and Lego is here.
And baby.
Yeah.
I gotta take like a 2-second break and type this thing really quick.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys have fun with it. I'll be back in a minute.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Thanks for making me play that gay song.
That song was not gay. It was wonderful, and thank you for playing that. And I appreciate it.
Okay. So, Wild Goose, Lego, we're going to wrap things up here in a little bit, but do you want to give us a little take on what your activities are all about, the stuff you can divulge, of course.
We represent the Knights of Raptor Jesus, but next week it's just going to blow everything out of there. Almighty Sports Show we just got outed. Gaybeast.com. Yeah, that's a video of me. I just got doxed. They posted my gay porn.
It's my wild weekend, apparently.
Yeah. But anyhow, July 4th be on Freedom House Radio.
Oh, wait, I think I remember that. I shot that video. I shot that.
Right there.
Yeah, I shot that. You know, I was really disappointed on how that came out. I thought with the lighting could have been a lot better. We had problems with the sound, too. The sound guy kept beating off in the corner during the takes.
Yeah.
So we had to like overdub everything. So I really apologize about that. But you guys were great. The performances were fantastic. You can't. I mean, even the bad production value notwithstanding, you guys were really really shined.
It's not exactly the Lord of the Rings of porn movies, but we do our best. It's all about the effort. So yeah, we're gonna go do some more porn and.
Well,
come back July 4th with the Knights of Raptor Jesus. It will be the final hurrah, the last stand. That's what it's going to be. But let's just put it this way. All the trolls in the chat,
legendary.
all the prank calls, it's all just a smokescreen for what they have coming. So be ready. It's
ever seen.
Yeah. So, you don't believe us now, but it's coming.
Oh, my God. You don't even know. I mean, this was a collaborative effort on both of our parts. I mean, It took all of about 30 minutes to get everything we needed, but we got them by the balls practically just like in the video. I mean,
well, yeah. Well,
it's like
the
big black
buck
is going to be us, and Freedom Rides the Radio is going to be that white guy taking it in the ass. So,
pretty much. Yeah, you heard it. You heard it here first.
All righty. Well, thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate y'all coming through and keep us up to date on the happenings. And you know, everybody, anybody and everybody is welcome to be a panelist on this broadcast. You know, I don't judge. Okay. Once again, the views that and opinions expressed here are not necessarily those of Vince and the Bay or anybody else. They're the opinions and views of those individuals who are expressing them themselves. And I don't endorse or unendorse any of those necessarily. And if you don't like it, you can shove it up your ass. Yeah, so, Jesus Christ, we got 8 minutes to go. Kishu, what else is, anything on your mind, anything you want to share, anything that we haven't covered?
The video was foul.
What video?
The video that they posted.
I know. The framing, the lighting sucks. The sound is terrible. It's all overdubbed. I know. I just talked about that.
Well, I don't have the sound on, but...
Yeah, you know, it's even worse with the sound on.
Oh, I can't believe I just watched that. Oh, God. So foul.
Yeah, see what I'm talking about? It's all good.
Oh, my God. Now that I feel like I'm going to vomit, I think it was just a slow Sunday, baby.
Yeah.
Baby buns.
It was not a slow Sunday for me. I mean, the show was kind of slow, and shouts to the One Angry Jew for coming through and kicking us in the balls for a second.
Right.
Although I'm still kind of glad that this show has, up until now, been Jew-free. But that was nice to hear from him. Yeah, the last, week worth of calls, shows have produced some really interesting callers, some old school folks coming out of the woodwork.
Yeah, you know, it was really a great show the last few days. It's been wonderful.
Oh, my goodness. Twisted Indica, you've been sitting on the line the entire time, dude. Do you want to say anything before we leave?
Hello, Vince?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. It's Stabby.
Oh, Stabby, that's right. What's up, bro? Stabby, you've been hanging out the entire time. Any thoughts, any anecdotes?
You know, I've been walking around going, what the hell can I say to this guy to help this guy along? But you know what? It's Sunday night. There's just not much going on.
I know, and I'm wiped out. I had a great day, dude. I fucking trounced all over the city. I was on ESPN, dude. I was on ESPN for like a split second, dude. I don't know if anybody in the West Coast can I don't know if they on ESPN sometimes what they do is they'll replay the game of the week again later at night. And if they do replay the Giants game, and you, somehow you're watching it, and towards the very end of the game, when the announcers, it was John Crook and Barry Larkin and some blonde bimbo that were doing the post-game wrap-up from outside the stadium. And there's a wide shot where they have that they shoot on the jib arm, that wide sweeping shot, and I know I'm so in it. And we're getting some feedback action going on from you, bro, so I'm going to put you back on mute.
But I appreciate you, Stabby, hanging out and supporting the show. And shouts out to you hanging loose with me over at Goofy's show, too. There's, you know, I'm one of the few, along with Stabby, who listen to Goofy pretty much almost every night. We're the two regulars. Every once in a while, FRD will come through, or ATM Be Cool, but, you know, people hate on Goofy hardcore. It's kind of sad. I like to support him. His show's funny. People don't actually give him a shot and try to listen to his show. His show is really good.
I like Goofy. I think he's funny.
Yeah, he gets kind of a bad rap because people just know him from calling into the Ghost Show. But he does kiss Ghost's ass a little bit too much. But outside of that, if you just listen to his show, he's pretty fucking hilarious. So you guys should give him a fucking chance. And he's got a really cute co-host.
Give him a bone, baby.
Yeah, just give her a bone. Like I gave Mouse a bone. Mouse is badass too. It's worth it just to check out Mouse. People hate on Goofy and they don't realize he's got like all these badass chicks that like worship him. Crazy. But whatever. All right, folks. Well, I guess that's gonna just about do it. I'm Vince of the Bay. It's been a pleasure pleasuring you once again on Blog Talk Radio. This has been Mega Show. Shouts out to One Angry Jew for popping in for a second. Also, Kishu for holding me down, as always.
I love you, baby buns. I love you too, honey.
Fuck you, Jew. We're gonna be mushy for a second. yeah, that's it. Check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. I'll be back sometime soon. But follow me on Twitter and stalk me on the internet if you can. Especially if you have big boobies. I like big boobies. Speaking of big boobies, yeah, I'm serious about the. I was serious about the U porn account. If anybody knows about like how easy it is to sign up for a U porn account. Or some sort of video account that I can upload stuff where penises are exposed. Because I shot some funny ass video today at Gay Pride and I want to post it, but I don't want to blur out the penises because it's kind of important to the storyline of the video, if you know what I'm saying. Whatever, I'll show it to you, Kishu. Oh, I wonder if I can. I could do it at a tiny chat, huh? Do a tiny chat and just post it in there. That'd be interesting. Well, whatever. Follow me on Twitter. Maybe I will arrange that and tweet out what the tiny chat will be. You never know. But it is what it is. I'm Vince of the Bay. Shouts out Alcoholic, Almighty Sports Show, Beach Bum 55, Bobo, Debbie Daly, Desert Rose, Frank Rizzo, Kishu, Lego, Melinda, and Wild Goose, Three Abu, Stabby McCugs. I'm Vince of the Bay. I'm getting the fuck out of here. Peace out, yo. Oh, wait, Kishu, what are we going to play?
Go play Wombat. You should play Techno Fan. We haven't heard Techno Fan in a long time.
Oh, okay. That's pretty gay. All right, good night.
You love the Wombat. What are you talking about?
East London. Thank you, very nice.